Agreement in Gaza is holding, but it's a nervous wait for loved ones after a row on Saturday over aid getting into the strip meant exchanges were delayed for hours. Eventually, 39 Palestinians were freed from Israeli prisons. 17 people were released by the militants. Pascal Hunt from the Red Cross says it's vital that the process is smooth today.
If today everything goes well, assistance being provided in, release of hostages and release of Palestinian detainees, then we'll be ready for the other day and the day and the day after.
We're being assured ministers are taking concrete steps to reduce levels of immigration. The Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Laura Trotz, has also played down suggestions of a split between Rishi Sunak and James Cleverly over the Rwanda scheme. It's the Prime Minister's main policy to reduce the number coming to the UK illegally, but the Home Secretary says focus on it means people think nothing else is being done. Labour's Darren Jones says numbers are just too high.
There are problems in terms of the UK labour market, but also the way in which we run our public services, where we're having to rely on a very, very high number of work visas from workers overseas, especially in our health and social care system.
The Pope got an aide to read his Sunday message on his behalf earlier, revealing he has, in his words, lung inflammation. Francis sat down in the chapel of his residence instead of his usual place at a window overlooking St Peter's Square. Two 17-year-old football fans have been arrested on suspicion of directing misogynistic chants towards referee Rebecca Welch. It was during Birmingham's match at home to Sheffield Wednesday in the Championship yesterday. And in today's actions, just getting underway with Rangers hoping to move to within 6 points of Scottish Premiership leaders Celtic. They can do that with victory over Aberdeen at Pittodrie. That's the latest. I'm Barry Weir.
Thanks, Barry.
This is Phoenix FM.
On Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Bit of a cold start, frosty start to the day. It was quite blue skies when I woke up this morning, but it's a bit cloudy out there now. Afternoon rain will move across the area this afternoon from the southwest. The rain may be heavy at times. It's going to be staying cold this afternoon as well. Maximum temperatures not getting much past highs of 6 degrees Celsius. Tonight's looking like this. Cloudy night with long periods of occasionally heavy rain. Perhaps turning dry in the southwest after midnight with some clear spells by dawn. Minimum temperatures tonight rather chilly, 3 degrees Celsius. Your new week for Monday is looking like this. Monday, cloudy with long periods of rain during Monday morning and during the afternoon. It's going to be slightly drier and brighter weather, expected to move in from the north late in the afternoon with the odd coastal shower possible. Maximum temperatures more or less the same as today, highs of around 6 degrees Celsius on Monday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Sugar Babe.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hi, we're Taylor.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
God, I've done about 6 degrees. Feels like minus six. It is freezing out there today. Feels freezing anyway. Big thanks to Kev for the last couple of hours, as always, of the Sunday sessions. Really good show. Enjoyed it coming in. Some of the singers they had on the open mic were brilliant. And you can listen to that, again, any of those songs, over at our website, which is www.phoenixfm.com. And you can search for any of the shows or any of your radio presenters. Also, lots of information on what's going on locally. You've got interviews you can find out about. There's local sports. There's loads and loads of things to navigate through on our website, phoenixfm.com. Welcome to Sunday Lunch with myself, Tony, 26th of November. Yes, the last weekend before December, and the big ho, 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 ho. I tried to do that without laughing. That was a little bit of Father Christmas. Ho, ho. Oh, shut up, I know. Well, you know, you get the gist, don't you? Last couple of days, as I was saying, the temperature's really dropped, isn't it? It's like the old Mercury struggling to reach double digits. It's got that kind of Christmas feel now, hasn't it? I went to a Christmas market yesterday in Rochester in Kent, and it was really freezing. We're all round by the castle. I'll tell you a little bit about it a bit later on. If you're out and about, don't forget, wrap up. As I said, it is pretty cold out there. I will be keeping you up to date with the traffic and travel if you're out and about, telling you what the roads are like on this Sunday. And playing some great new music as well during the show. We've got brand new music this week. We've got the latest track from Jack Harlow, which I was going to play last week, but I didn't have a clean version. I've got that. Taylor Swift, brand new track called Style. We've got Chris Brown, Davido, and Love Jay with Sensational. Jonas Brothers with Bailey Zimmerman with the track called Strong Enough. Jazzy. We also got brand new Dave Guetta and Kim Petras, When We Were Young. I'm just thinking, it's rather quiet. I normally play a little jingle over this, don't I? Oh, God. Should we do that now?
This is Phoenix FM.
I think that's better. I've got some brand new MK, plus some more brand new Chaser Status with Steflon Don. Also got some Pink Panther's Dua Lipa track, which is called Houdini. Yep, you can't escape that one. It's a lot of the way I got there. It's good, isn't it? I've got the giggles today. I don't know why. And loads more, whatever we can squeeze in. We've got loads of brand new tracks coming up. Don't forget, as always, if you want to keep in touch, you can email me at radio@phoenixfm.com. Good start, isn't it, so far? Very pro. You can tweet me on X, or X me, at DJ Tony Sat or Phoenix FM, hashtag Sunday Lunch. I'm on Facebook, Tony Smith. Again, you can find me on Phoenix FM. And Instagram is Phoenix98FM, or you can head over to mixcloud.com/live/PhoenixFM, where I shall turn the studio camera on very shortly, and you can have a look at my boat race. How nice for you. Coming up the show, we'll be looking, as always, in the second hour, we'll be looking at the UK charts. Have we got a new number one? It was close last week. We had a brand new number one with Jack Harlow. Is he still there? We will be finding out a little bit later on. New music, as always, on the New Music Sunday feature. Loads and loads of new music today coming out. Also, I'll be telling you about the run-up in quarter four to the Christmas number one. That starts around about 15th of December, normally. There's quite a few in the mix. A lot of originals, but also quite a few new tracks as well. Also, lots of charity tracks. And it's interesting, the Lad Baby has pulled out the race this year. So, all to play for. If we get time, we'll be looking at the front pages today, the 26th, telling you what's on the front pages of all the Travelloids. That's because I was going to tell you about traffic and travel at 8:30 as well, keeping me up to date with the roads. Keep it all together, keep your teeth in, Smithy. And lots and lots of great music in between me giggling my head off. Right, kicking off the show, we are going to have, let's have another look, we're going to have Jason Derulo with Meghan Trainor. Track that sample from Stand By Me. This one's simply called Hands On Me.
Baby, put your hands on me.
She was the girl next door, that's my fine ass neighbor. Told her if she wants some sugar, baby, don't be a stranger. And she said, when I need something sweet, I'll be coming over to you. That girl was knocking, knocking, knocking in the middle of the night, wearing nothing but a robe that she took off inside. And she said, boy, I'm getting cold, here's what I need you to do. You're the only one I need. So baby, put your hands on me. Both hands on me. When we dance, put your hands all over me.
Hey, alright, so been such a long time since I've been lucky. touch me tenderly. So come and give me that body heat. I want your body heat on me. I can barely sleep. I'm trying to turn up the degrees with you all over me. So baby, put your hands on me. Both hands on me. Right now, you're the only one I need. So baby, put your hands on me. Both hands on me. When we dance, put your hands on me. Darling, you are the only one I need. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you kiss me before you leave. So, baby.
Some bit up track called Showed Me. Got some Paloma Faith on its way, also some James Hype still to come.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Sunday Lunch.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
This is how you leave.
listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
The less you give to me, the more I want it. You push me back until I'm 2 steps forward. But I can see the signs, recognize where we're going. So the less you give to me, the more I want it.
No, no, I used to dream about this. Never thought it would end up this way. Drums.
Featuring Kim Petras, this track's called Drums. Last night, I went out to a Christmas market, which I'll tell you about a little bit later on. Got in, kind of just caught the last bit of The Voice. And I was watching The Voice, and the penultimate singer was a young lady called Katie Coleman, who sung a fantastic track and got through on Will's team, Team Will, on The Voice. And I thought, I recognise that girl. And then it dawned on me, she'd been on the show. So I went back, I think she was back on in 2016 or 2014, quite a while ago. And it's nice to see guests that from the show kind of go onto these programs and then do well in other shows. Fantastic. So well done, Katie. We'll have to try and contact her and get her back in as she goes through the procedure of going through The Voice on TV and find out what she's up to. Katie Coleman, well done to her. And also then after that, I caught a little bit of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I know. Some people watch it, some people hate it. It's like Marmite, the show. But I've been finding it's quite interesting. Nigel Farage is on it. Again, the character you either like, dislike, or you don't know. And you like a lot of these people. You're seeing them on camera to see how they are. But I've got to tell you, they've done really well in the trial. There was a drinking trial last night. Now, this is something, I often look at the trials and think, how would I fare on those? And one of the things, I don't mind the big animals. I could probably just, you know, the rats or the snakes, I could probably handle that. But those little bugs, you know, when they put the helmets on and they drop the cockroaches in. I mean, I know when I'm abroad and I see a cockroach, it's like, you know, girly scream, ah, jump on the bed, you know, run for your life. It's that bad. So as them going in, you know, they're climbing your ears and everything, don't they? That's horrendous. I couldn't do it. It's giving me the creeps just thinking about it. But last night they had a drinking trial and they had to down 12 pints between them, 6 pints each of these, you know, blended flies and blended butt, you name it. I can't say it on the radio, but it was pretty horrendous. Nigel Farage just woofed them back. You can see he was a pint drinker. He was woofing them back. And they was quite thick. They're like, if you ever go to the certain burger places, they do the thick shakes. They're like that, but with lumps in. Lumps of, you know, not nice material. He was doing really well. Tony Bellew, who is a really funny character, he is a boxer. And he beat, he beat David Haye many, many years ago, and became the heavyweight title, held the heavyweight title. I think Usyk beat him in the end. Anyway, he's retired now. He done, not so great. He was drinking, then gagging a little bit, and it just makes for great TV. But again, done really well, managed to get all 12 stars last night. Compulsive viewing. I know some people don't like it and they turn over, but you know, it is what it is. I enjoyed it last night, and it always reminds me, because it's that program that leads us into Christmas, doesn't it? And we went to, as I say, we went to Rochester in Kent, to the castle there. They had a massive Christmas market in there. They had the rides, the old-fashioned rides where the swings come right out, and then the horses on the merry-go-round, you know, the traditional ones. You got the backdrop of the castle. Oh, the pubs were busy. The only thing is was parking. It was a bit of a nightmare to get parked up. And it was freezing yesterday, wasn't it? It was one of that first day of this new cold snap that we're having. You know, you look outside and you think, oh, it looks all right. And then you go outside and you realise it is freezing. Currently, I think it's about 4 degrees in Brentwood, so pretty cold if you are going out. Wrap up, and I shall try and keep you warm in the meantime with loads of great music. Right, two tracks on its way. We've got this one, Fred again, with Adore You, taking you up to Traffic and Travel, and then we've got some brand new Eliza Rose on its way. 27 past the hour, 12 o'clock. Welcome to Sunday Lunch.
It's so much better with everything. Nice and clover in my chair, there's no compare. I adore you. Ooh, I adore you. I came first, but you're ahead beyond your years. People try to find this thing you've always been. I adore you. Ooh, I adore you. You walk through life just like a dancer. If I had my way, every day would be a parade. When you pray or answer, you walk through life just like a dancer. If I had my way, every day would be a parade. Ooh, I adore you. Ooh, I adore you. And I pray you never lose your star. I'm so proud of all that you are.
This track I do, Fred again, vocals from Obagnjaya, I think I'll say that. Track's called Adore You, been playing it the last couple of weeks.
Ooh, I adore you.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Roads not looking too bad at the moment. Let's have a look locally. It's not looking too bad in central Brentwood. High Street seems to be coping well. A little bit busy on the Ingrave Road coming up to Brentwood High Street from the from Navestock side. It's post Crow Green and Pilgrim's Hatch. A little bit busy there. Can't see why. I think it's maybe some temporary traffic lights that aren't listed currently on our system. But as you come into Brentwood High Street, Brentwood High Street's busy, but it's moving. You're heading towards Brook Street, Junction 28. A little bit busy on the A1023. That's coming down onto the slip road. And also on the slip road, you've got a lane closed on entry ramp due to long-term construction on the M25 at Junction 28, A12, Brook Street roundabout. Expect delays there. Down to one lane. Affecting traffic back onto the roundabout itself. The rest of the junctions are looking like this. Junction 29, A127, no reported problems there. And Junction 30, if you're heading towards Lakeside currently, the A13, that's looking okay as well. A little bit busy around the shopping areas of Lakeside as you come from, actually, if you're coming in from North Stiffer, Chafford Under as well, also busy that way. Actual Lakeside itself, very busy, but the roads coming into it, not looking too bad. If you're heading towards Bluewater, across the bridge, Queen Elizabeth from Second Bridge, that's looking okay. If you are heading anywhere in Kent, like I said, I went to Rochester yesterday, the A2, M2, looking okay. Central Rochester is busy though. Watch out for that if you go to the Christmas market. Coming back, busy on the return, the A282 into the tunnels from the A2, more or less. Slow traffic, but it is moving back into Essex. And the A13 and the A127 currently going towards Southend. Fairly quiet. A little bit busy in Southend Central, where people are going to the shopping areas. But the sea areas, Central, West Whittlesea, Southend, Esplanade, looking okay currently. And moving on to the A12, that's looking fairly clear. We have still got speed restrictions on that road, 40 miles an hour, one lane closed, resurfacing works causing that. Both ways that is as well, between Junction 13 and Junction 16. There's also some nighttime closures and a contraflow being used, so watch out for that if you're heading that way. Once you clear that, it's fairly clear all the way up to Colchester. No reported problems on the A414 this morning, or the A120, although you have got a little bit of roadworks on the A414 Keynes Lanes. Just seen that. That's both ways between Hastingwood Road and Rayleigh Lane, just as you come towards the M11. M11, let's have a look at the map at the moment. You have got some heavy traffic on the M11 if you're coming from the M25. There's delays there. They are easing at the moment on M11. It's southbound between Junction 5, the problem. That's the A1168 Chigwell Lane, Loughton, and Junction 4, A406 North Circular. Average speed 15 miles an hour, as I said. And as you go onto the 414, you've also got that little problem, especially as you go onto it. The rest of the M11, not looking too bad, all the way up to London Stansted Airport. Not reporting any problems there at the moment. M25, last but not least, you've got very busy around the Waltham Cross Junction. And the A406, I'm going to have a look at that. Very busy today, busier than normal. It is moving, as always. The up to date, 98. Time is 12:34. Yeah, it's really weird on Sunday. You never know where the traffic's going to take you, don't you? If it gets really cold, people tend to, go out if it's dry. But if it's raining, people tend to go to the shopping centres. And of course, Christmas, people got to go to the shopping centres anyway. So it throws a spanner in the works. If anything changes, I shall keep you up to date. And I'll keep you updated on the M11 as well, because people are heading that way. It's looking quite chock-a-block at the moment. Right, let's get back to some more music. I did say I'll play some Eliza Rose. This is her latest track. It's called Take You There. But not if you're going on the M11, obviously.
Yeah, I could take you.
we can smell the flowers. Just forget about the hours.
Listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Just had a bit of breaking news. Former England manager Terry Venables has died at the age of 80. This just in. A statement issued on behalf of his family said, "We are totally devastated by the loss of a wonderful husband and father who passed away peacefully yesterday after long illness. We'd like to ask that privacy be given at this incredibly sad time to allow us to mourn the loss of this lovely man who we were so lucky to have had in our lives." Very sad news. That just in. I remember meeting him once, many, many years ago at Wembley Stadium at an England game. Totally lovely chap. And there's going to be loads on the news about that and his career. What a great career he had as well. So that is just in. I'm going to play this track. This is called Won't Forget You, Jax Jones, DOD, and we'll be right back.
Favorite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that will be me. It was great to see the Beatles albums in the album charts last week. And so many artists come making big comebacks with their albums as well. It's been amazing. I mean, you've got, as well as, you know, people like The Weeknd and Olivia Rodrigo in the top 10 at the moment. Taylor Swift obviously dominating it. But it's good to see that bands like The Beatles, Elton John. Let me just have a look at the charts quickly, album charts wise. Number 9 currently, in front of Taylor Swift, The Beatles. You've got The Weeknd, and at number 7, you've got Elton John. Olivia Rodrigo is at number 6. Brand new in at 5, Dolly Parton, still touring at the age of 70-something. Wow, it's amazing. Hackney Diamonds, Rolling Stones is at 4, which is a fantastic brand new album as well. And then you've still got people like Drake, which is number 3, Taylor Swift at 2, but at number 1, straight in at number 1 this week, is Madness. and Theatre of Observed Parts, I think it is, C'est La Vie. Madness at number one. It's amazing, isn't it? And there's lots of new albums coming out. Actually, we'll put a little bit of music on. We'll have a chat. Right, here we go.
98.
Ooh.
98. Phoenix
98 FM.
Yeah, brand new albums this week. Also, like Take That are entering a distinct new phase of their career with the release of their brand new albums called This Life. Marketed as TT3, Take That 3. It sees Gary Barlow, Mark Owen, Howard Donald move away from the mature kind of synth pop that they mastered during the latter part of their comeback. It's recorded in America. It's called This Life. It's a heavily Americana influenced record produced by Dave Cobb. And it's the first proper studio album, by the way, in around 6 years. Fresh from the success of her accomplished second UK number one album, Guts, which helped her claim a second official UK charts double earlier this year, Olivia Rodrigo, who we just mentioned, has a little surprise for fans who bought vinyl variants of the LP. That's records, if you don't know what that is, vinyl. Enclosed in each one was a secret hidden song, not uploaded to DSPs on the main album. Crunch dance number Obsessed. Scared of My Guitar is the other one. Stranger and Girl I've Always Been. Now fans will be able to hear all four brand new tracks in full for the first time. Keep an eye, or be the eye out, for Obsessed, the clear highlight of the bunch, which was co-written with indie savant St. Vincent. I was in a record store the other day. It was great to see so many vinyl old albums coming re-released and brand new ones still coming out on vinyl as well. I'm thinking of dusting down me vinyl, me deck, me record deck, and starting to play some. You know, set something up in the front room. You can't beat that sound. The crackling. Or mine are, anyway. Chart fans also have a lovely surprise this week as Now That's What I Call Music unleash their latest collection. It's called Now That's What I Call 40 Years, a bumper 5-CD box set containing 100 tracks from across all four decades of the much-loved compilation series. And I don't have a great deal of the Now That's What I Call Music. I used to get them years ago, but I don't so much now because you've got things like the streaming platforms to find them. But when I'm DJing, I often do dust down a couple of the ones I used to buy with Now That's What I Call Christmas. Because it's one of the only albums you can kind of get all the Christmas songs on rather than having to buy them individually. Because I'm tight like that. dust them out every year. Now that's what I call music. Do you remember them? And it was always in the charts. Don't see them so much nowadays on the album charts. But let's see how that comes out. That comes out this week with the rest of them. We'll be looking at, say, the singles a little bit later on. But first, let's get a little bit of Joel Corry on with Hey DJ.
Hey DJ,
I don't
Joel Corey, Hey DJ.
It's that man again. Yes, you're listening to Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM. Ruddy Marvellous.
Got a brand new track straight off the ads from Tiesto, who's teamed up with Tears for Fears, Nico Sway, Goodfella, on the track called Rule the World. That's straight up next, straight after these.
Join B-Fibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With B-Fibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Lealino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a Jumpers or Jim Jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Let it hit all.
All right. The music just turns me on.
Put your money where your mouth is. Honey, all about this billion dollar houses. Got no fear of missing out this. Yeah, I'm all about this. Bending the uncrowded. Gotta keep it tricky, stay connected, gin and tonic, episodic. What's next, Danic? So you wanna get it, gotta keep it tricky, stay connected, gin and tonic, episodic. What's next, Danic? So you wanna get it, gotta do you.
This is brand new from Freddie LeGrand. Yeah, I love this city. That's the one. With Gnome. Track's called You Want It. Yeah, so I gave it to you. There you go. Brand new. Also got some brand new Chase and Status on his way with Stefflon Don. Track's called Selector. Going to be taking us to the top of the hour before the news. Through quite a bit of a Chase and Status recently on the show. Yeah, why not? I do love that fast-paced kind of like drum and bass kind of super, gives you a super high energy boost, doesn't it? The Chase and Status. I'm loving this track as well that's coming up. This is called Selector. I'll see you on the other side. We'll be right back.
them going all black. Say them bad that we wouldn't do them love chat. Them a wear frack, be a bust off the top. We a set trend, we a set trend, them a take box. No, we no big friend, we no do that. That's them of all time, if you know that. If you this, we you must get slapped. All this select off a play a duff cut. Cause a boy body drop, crew full of tough chat.
There you go, Chase is there. Stefflon Don, Select Up. Two brand new tracks coming up after the news. Jonas Brothers, Bailey Zimmerman, and Chris Brown, DeVito and Lovejoy still to come.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.